You people pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Now the verse 1, 2, and 5, and 6, I want you to underline one word there, which you will find in all those four verses, and that is the word alone. Truly, my soul silently waits for God alone. He alone is my rock. Some versions use the word, he only is my rock. But he alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Now the fifth verse. My soul waits silently for God alone. Amen. Amen. For my expectation is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. My soul waits for God alone. Not God bless man. Not God bless his church. Not God bless somebody else who is a prophet or a pastor or a man of God. My soul waits for God alone. For he alone is my salvation. This morning I praise God for people who will put their trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone. Not Jesus plus the law. Not Jesus plus something. It is Jesus Christ alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We all have something else together with Jesus. And that is why we are unable to walk in the blessing or in the victory that God wants us to have. He alone is my salvation. Amen. He alone. Hallelujah. There is no other name given under the heavens through which mankind shall be saved ever except the name of Jesus. He alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. He alone is not only my salvation. He alone is my rock. That's what it says. He alone. Rock is a firm place. Are you sinking somewhere? It could be because you have lost your undivided devotion to Jesus Christ. Are you sinking in the depths of sin? Or struggling with some habit unable to come out? My brother, my sister, today there is a deliverance for you. But you need to understand, he alone is my firm place. He alone is my rock. Amen. Not Jesus plus something more. He alone. Are you able to unconditionally, completely surrender, submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Not God plus a man of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my rock. Amen. Rock. Amen. Rock. A firm foundation. How many of you would love to have a firm foundation in your life? How many of you think that your life is falling apart? And how many of you are really looking for a deliverance this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. It is Jesus Christ alone. He alone is my rock. Amen. When you put your trust in Jesus, bless some money to have some firm foundation in your life, you will begin to get discouraged and disillusioned. Amen. Jesus alone. Jesus only. Completely Jesus. Unconditionally Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He only is my rock. See, rock is something immovable. Are you there? He is there for us. Are you with me? Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4. It says there, Paul writing about the experience of Moses in the wilderness when he led the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land, uses the word, the rock that followed them was Christ. The rock that followed them was? The rock that followed them was? Well, what he's speaking about is that in the wilderness, when the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, They were thirsty and they wanted water and they cried out. And God said to Moses, Moses, split open this rock by what I've given into your hands. Split open the rock, and he struck the rock and water came out. You know that, don't you? Amen. Amen. Well, in 1 Corinthians 10, it uses the word, the rock that followed them. The rock that followed them. You hear that? Isn't that amazing? The rock that followed them, what does it mean? When the children of Israel were going on to the promised land, there was something following them. And that was Jesus, but especially the river that he had begun to bring out of that rock. All through the wilderness, while they are going forth into the promised land, there is something following them. It was not the Amorites. It was not the Canaanites. It was not the whateverites. It was the river of God that was open for them once forever. Hallelujah. My brother, if you have trusted in Jesus Christ ever once in your life, let me say this to you this morning. There is something following you. It's not the devil. It is the rock that is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you ever once trusted in the Lord and put your faith in Him and said, Lord Jesus, and you're wondering what's happening into your life, let me say this to you. You might not have reached your promised land. You might be still holding on to a promise, but there is a river that is following you. The river is Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. If you believe that this morning, He alone, He alone, He alone is my rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He alone is my rock. Amen. He alone is my rock. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my. He alone is my. He alone is my. He alone is my. That word salvation has got the meanings delivered, healed, saved. It means completedness, wholeness. It comes from a Greek word which we know, S-O-I-Z-O, sozo, which means full health in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. Salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Salvation. He alone. Amen. He alone. Jesus alone. Amen. You're saying you know it, but I'm saying it again to you. He alone is my. He alone is salvation. You can't say that. He alone has to become my salvation. There is not a single person doubting here this morning, I suppose, who doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. But you can't say, I believe that intellectually without ever surrendering your heart to Him. You hear that? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Look at this. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my deliverance. Some of you sitting here might be saying, Lord, I need some deliverance in some area of my life. And I don't know how I'm going to be free. I don't know what I have to do. You don't have to do anything this morning. Let me say this again to you. He did everything for you once forever. You need to trust that once again this morning. It looks too simple, doesn't it? We are all proud people. We walked up this morning, looked at the mirror, and we must have said, oh, look at me. And you might be saying, I've got some things to do. I've done my prayer. I've done my sacrifices. I've done my worship. I've done all the good deeds that I need to do. I've done everything. Lord, this will be taken into account before God. God says, no. Have you done the most important thing? That is to trust me. Trust in the sacrifice that I did for you. Let me say this to you, please, again. Cain and Abel both offered sacrifices. Amen. Isn't it amazing? God looked at the sacrifice. We find in the Bible in different places, God looked at the heart of men. But there in Cain and Abel, God looked at the sacrifices. He didn't look at those people. He looked at the sacrifice. He looked at the sacrifice. And what Cain offered was that which was cursed already. He offered the labor of his hands, the produce of his hands. But here is Abel, offering a lamb that is slain, the blood pouring out. And God says, that pleases me. He still trusts in me. He's put his faith in the blood. This morning you are here to offer your sacrifices before God, aren't you? Anybody here for any other reason than to offer your sacrifices before God? My brother, my sister, Cain and Abel were both born to Adam. Both had the same kind of Bible knowledge. Both had the same kind of upbringing. Both had the same God. But when it came to sacrifice, Cain said, let me produce and bring forth that which I have attained through my strength. And that never encouraged or pleased the heart of God. What am I saying this morning? Are you listening to me? Amen. Are you still trusting in the sacrifice, in the blood-oozing sacrifice of Calvary? Amen. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, still put your trust in the Lamb. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my. He alone is my. He alone is my. He alone is my. Some of you are trying to get out of sin without trusting in the blood. You could say the word that you are a believer, but you're struggling. There's only one way. There are no two ways. A self-help theory I can't give it to you. I can't preach to you some seven principles of getting out of your struggle in sin. But I can show you one biblical strong commandment, and that is still to trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation. Amen. That word in Isaiah 1 and verse 18, we know that, don't we? Are you enjoying the word this morning, please? How many of you are understanding what I'm saying? Would you lift your hands? How many of you are understanding what I'm saying? Would you lift your hands? Amen. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter and verse 18, it says the word, though your sins are as red like scarlet, amen, yet I shall make you whiter than. Amen. That word scarlet actually means double dipped. Or dipped double. Are you with me? Or double dye. Dip double. Amen. And how many of you know that when you sin, you got double trouble? You got a problem outside and you got a problem inside. Amen. You got a problem outside when you commit sin and you got a problem inside. If you are doing something that is contrary to the word of God, if you are unfaithful to your husband or to your wife or whatever, and you're doing something that is contrary to the word of God, you will find there is double trouble. There is this, you know, there is this recurring guilt inside of you. There is this emotional stress that you go through. There is this mistrust that you have in your mind. There is this anxiety attack that you have in your heart. There is this nagging guilt that you have in your mind. How many of you know what I'm speaking about? Sin has got double effects. Are you with me? It takes a price on the outside where you have maybe, you know, visible signs of the bondage of sin showing up. And inside, you lose your peace with God. You lose your calmness with God. You lose your sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit. It's not that he's forgotten you or forsaken you, but you have just left this path. And you begin to have this recurring guilt. You have poor self-esteem. You have this kind of nagging feeling plaguing your mind. And my Bible describes this word. And the fear torments you. And fear comes into one's life when one has stepped outside the will of God and done something that is contrary to the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You might have the faith talk in your mouth, but you will have fear in your heart. Now, when that happens, how many of you understand the Bible uses the word in Isaiah 1:18, though your sins are red like scarlet, I will make you whiter than snow. Even this morning, there is salvation for those who put their trust in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Inside and outside, he will purge you and set you free. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Inside and outside. Hallelujah. Now I'll show it to you from scripture one more time. And we're going to look at this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And the 7th verse. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7th verse. It says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Amen. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. The mystery of iniquity. That's the real translation. The mystery of iniquity is already at work. You know that, don't you? Amen. How many of you are understanding what I am saying this morning, please? Are you? Well, that word mystery comes from the Greek word, which means mysterion, which means actually shut the mouth. That word mystery means shut the mouth. And the word iniquity in Greek actually means a violation of the law, wickedness, and unrighteousness. Hear me, please. This is important. And we believe Jesus is the only way for our salvation and our deliverance from sin. Amen. How many of you truly want to be set free? You know, believers struggle with sin. Do you know that? Let me say this difference, please. An unbeliever is not necessarily a bad man. Please hear me well. An unbeliever is not necessarily a bad man, and a believer is not necessarily a good man. So what's the difference? The difference is that the believer has got God's life inside of him, and he can come out through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you understood what I said? Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. This word iniquity, the mystery of iniquity. The word iniquity means a violation of law, something wicked or unrighteous. And the Old Testament meaning of iniquity in Greek actually means it is a spiritual force that pressures us and drives us to bow or to bend under its destructive nature. Please hear me well, please, again. Iniquity means a spiritual force that pressures us and drives us to bow or bend under its destructive nature. You hear that? How many of you have seen your life as a believer? I'm being very honest with you. As a believer, you struggle with sin and you begin to doubt your salvation. There's an inward turmoil going through you inside, and there is something happening outside. And some believers come and say, I do not know what's happening. You try every book on deliverance. You read every kind of book that you can get to be free from. You think it's a demon. You think it's a bondage. And you try to do everything to get out of the struggle that you are in. The word used in the Bible is the word called iniquity, which means a spiritual pressure or foes rising up inside of a person when he violates the law of God that causes him to bend or to bow in the destructive nature of the very thing that he hates. Are you with me? You say, there's a pressure on me. I want to give up that pornography, but there's a pressure on me. I don't know why I bend. I say every week, Lord, I take a decision. I will never do this again. And again, I fall into it. I will never smoke. I'll never drink. I will never do it again. You take the deliberate decisions for the Lord. You attend every kind of fasting and every kind of prayer. And you say, Jesus, I need to be free somehow. You get every man to lay hands upon you and pray. And you do everything possible to get out of it. But still there is an inward pressure, a drive, which you can understand that makes you to think that as if Jesus doesn't love you, that causes you to bend in a destructive nature. But this morning there is deliverance for you in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He redeemeth my soul from death. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And most probably, most of the believers who go through a struggle, they keep quiet about it because they think as a Christian, I shouldn't be having the feelings that I'm having. Are you with me? You come to church, you give a high five to somebody stand next to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then you go back and do something, very thing that you hate. Hey, because there is something inside of you. There is something inside of you that is causing you to bend in the destructive way that you shouldn't be walking in. But this morning, Jesus Christ is our salvation. Would you still trust in the blood of Jesus Christ who redeems you from every kind of lawless deed and brings your soul into the blessing of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to somebody here this morning? Hallelujah. How many of you can be true with your struggles? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like I said before, an unbeliever is not necessarily a bad man. Are you with me? And a believer is not necessarily a good man. As a matter of fact, I've seen more believers, more bad than some of the unbelievers. But they'll still make it to heaven because they are saved by grace. But it's important that you're sanctified. And you submit to the move of God to sanctify you and set you free. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the bad man, after all his good works, he will still not make it to heaven because he's not trusted in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's not your goodness nor your badness that keeps you out of heaven. It is the fact of what you have done with God's Son. You hear that? It's not goodness or badness that keeps you out of heaven. It's what you have done with God's Son. Have you trusted in the Lordship of Jesus Christ and humbled your soul and given Him your life? That's what matters. Hallelujah. But this morning, I am praying for believers who are bent inside by iniquity. You hear that? An internal force. An internal force that is driving them to do the very things. How many of you ever tried that? You have taken decisions. It might be important decisions. You know, you need to be holy. You need to be set apart for God. You need to walk right. You say, Lord, I take decisions. This is what I'm going to do. You do all that. And the very thing that you hate, you go and do it. And it confuses you. You begin to doubt your salvation. You do not know whether the Lord still loves you. You don't know whether He still cares for you. You don't know what you should be doing. And you begin to become disillusioned with prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah, and you say, okay, I won't pray anymore. Because after I prayed, I've still not got victory. Prayer doesn't get you victory. Hallelujah. Prayer is important to keep your victory. But it doesn't get you victory. Victory comes by trusting in and just trusting in the finished work of Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Are you still here this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Salvation. Lord, it's only in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at that. See, that word is important. See, I told you the word mystery means. Are you listening? The word mystery means shut the mouth. And iniquity means a violation of the law, wickedness and unrighteousness. That actually means someone is keeping their mouth shut about something that is evil that's happening in their lives. Did you hear what I said? How many of you would actually honestly stand before somebody and say, listen, I've done this, I've done that. How many of you would actually share your negative things and the things that you've done wrong? You wouldn't. You keep your mouth shut, don't you? And when you come and when the mystery of iniquity is working, you find that you cannot even worship God. Your mouth is shut. You cannot open your mouth. When everybody else is shouting to God, you think that's strange. You know why? The mystery of iniquity is keeping you. But tonight there is deliverance. This afternoon there is deliverance by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So what should you do to come out? You should open your mouth. You should open your mouth and confess your sin before Jesus Christ. Not before people, but before Jesus Christ. And you should take the word of God in your mouth and speak it out. My Bible describes in Psalm 107 and verse 2, the redeemed of the Lord needs to say it. Don't keep your mouth shut. That's why you found before I got into the word, I began to speak the word concerning the blood. That's how my redemption comes, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning I got up and applied the blood over everyone in the congregation. I spoke the scriptures on the blood over the congregation. I said, Lord, I apply your blood. Break the curse of iniquity over their lives. And this morning I can assure you from the word of the Lord, hallelujah, there is deliverance for you in Jesus Christ. If you'll open your mouth, acknowledge your sin, and say, Lord, I will speak the truth. The mystery of iniquity should no longer work inside of me. I will take the word of God, and as a redeemed of the Lord, I will speak out and say, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. What differentiated Cain and Abel was not their looks before God. God is not impressed by the looks of Abel more than Cain. Or vice versa. God is not impressed by their Bible knowledge either. What impressed God was the fact that Abel understood he could never have an offering before God without coming through the lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Oh, both of them had the same father. Both of them had the same kind of weaknesses in the family. Both of them had the same kind of opportunities. Both of them had the same kind of situations. Both of them had the same God. But one of them said, hallelujah, I'm going to come through the blood. I'm going to come through the blood. I'm going to come through the blood. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so this morning. I'm going to come through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It is amazing. You know, most believers don't even speak about the blood. You know, you take a bath every day, don't you? You don't say, okay, last Christmas I took a bath. There might be some of you come for prayer after this. You don't say that, do you? You take a bath every day. Have you taken a blood bath? John Wesley used to say, take a blood bath. Hallelujah. Have you taken a blood bath this morning? Have you come before the sacrifice of Calvary and said, Lord, I come by the blood of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that again, please. We know these scriptures, but we're going through this again. Revelations, the 12th chapter, verse 11. Revelations, the 12th chapter, verse 11. Can you hear me in the back? And they overcame him. Say it, please. They overcame him. And by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives too. Amen. One more time, please. They overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the. 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 They overcame the devil, the accuser. How? By the blood of the lamb. Didn't hide and pray from the devil. You hear that? They didn't hide and pray from the devil. They didn't sit in some corners just speaking in tongues. That is important, please. I value that more than anybody else. But they overcame. Not by the tongue, but by the blood. Hallelujah. They overcame by the. Yes. Hallelujah. They overcame by the. Yes. The blood of Jesus Christ. What I'm saying is there are certain things in your life, especially the areas of iniquity that has been struggling in your life, that you need to overcome. And this morning I'm here to say the only way for you to overcome is through the blood of Jesus Christ. You hear that? You take the blood. Take the scriptures and blood. Hallelujah. And speak it out. Hallelujah. Speak it out over your life, over your children, over your family, over your church. Hallelujah. Speak out the scriptures on the blood. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I see the blood in Exodus 12, I will pass over. The angel of death shall not invade the house where the blood is. The people who were under the blood were no different than from the people who were not under the blood. You hear that? Hear me, please. The people who were delivered from Egypt by the blood was no better morally or intellectually or physically or whatever way than the people who lived in Egypt. But why they were delivered was because when a man of God stood and said, I hear the word of the Lord saying, tonight, kill an innocent lamb, take the blood, apply it on the doorpost of your house. Tonight an angel of death will pass over. But when I see the blood, hallelujah, 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you applied the blood of Jesus Christ on the doorpost of your house this morning by faith? How many applied over your children, over your husband, over your wife, over your mind, over the doorpost of your heart, over every area of your life? If you think the enemy is trying to overcome you, you can overcome him by the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Some people are scared to be aggressive. They think if they're quiet and sit in some corner, the devil will leave them alone. No. He will never leave you alone. Not even in eternity if you go there to hell. You hear that? You're saying, okay, I won't step further for Christ because the devil is attacking me, and because I'm struggling in some kind of iniquity, I won't come to church. I'll sit in some corner because I don't want to irritate the devil and get on his wrong side. But the devil won't say, how sweet of him. Such a nice guy. I'll also be gentle with him. No. Have you seen that in your life? The more you have compromised and taken your standard of living from God's word, the more you have been defeated. Hallelujah. But tonight, hallelujah, this afternoon, you're going to open your mouth and declare, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm going to overcome. Open your mouth and say it out. Say it out. Say it out in faith. I'm going to overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say it out. Speak it out. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We apply the blood. We apply the blood in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This morning, not only I'm gonna just declare the word, I want to take a minute with your faith in the Lord to pray that the curse of iniquity that has come through your bloodline will be broken this morning, that you will go out free. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It can be any bondage. It can be alcoholism. It can be nicotine. It can be sexual addictions. It can be whatever kind of bondage. But if it is an iniquity, let me tell you, it's a pressure. It is a drive that has come through family tree sometimes. You would have seen it in your family. You would have seen it in your father and your grandfather and all of them. And it's come right through. But this morning, it's going to stay right there. And it's going to be broken. It's going to be destroyed. We're going to revoke every curse in the name of Jesus and apply the blood and go through into victory in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He alone is my salvation. No one else. It's not God plus man. It's the Lord alone. Jesus alone. Jesus alone. Jesus alone. He alone is my salvation. He alone is my rock. Ni mungi puyela. Ni Yeshuvile vishwasichanengil ni mungi puyela. Hallelujah. He is the rock. Amen. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say in Psalm 62. He alone is my fortress. Or certain versions use the word, he alone is my defense. He alone is my defense, or he is my fortress. How many of you would like to be in a fortress today? Don't you know you are children of the King? Hallelujah. Wouldn't you like to live in a mansion, in a fortress? How many would love to live in a fortress? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me say this to you. I've seen this. You need to have Jesus Christ alone as your fortress, nothing else. We remember a time when we were having a convention in North India. You remember that? And during the convention, we came to realize that there were people there from a Hindu militant organization trying to disrupt the convention. And some of them trying to physically harm us. And the collector, the assistant collector, the,
the police commissioner were, all of them were there for that crusade. So they came and, you know, after the first day, they came and said to the organizers, listen, we'll arrange a police protection. Guards will be standing there with AK-47s. We'll enclose the area. I said, please bring them. But let them stand there and hear the word of God. Not for protection. If my God can't protect me, which police will protect me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ alone is our fortress. He alone is our defense. How many of you lift your hand and say, Jesus alone is my defense? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. He alone is my defense. You know when? The key word again I highlight. It says in Psalms 91. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, you are my defender, you are my fortress, in you I will trust. Trust. That is the important thing. Reciting the Psalm 91 like a parrot won't get you the protection. Trust. In you alone will I. Jesus, in you alone will I trust. That's the word. In you alone will I trust. Have you seen that when you need to trust, you need to offer your heart? You can't trust them with your mind, can you? You can believe with your mind, but you can trust them only with your heart. You can only trust them with your heart. You might not be able to trust them very loudly. When you trust them genuinely from your heart, sometimes you might cry, but you can trust them. Hallelujah. He alone is my strength, my fortress. He alone is my rock, my salvation. In him alone will I trust. Amen. This morning, you know, I actually want to preach a little bit more because some of them are teaching material. But then I believe that on a Sunday morning service, we can't teach and preach at the same time. So I just need to keep it on to the, you know, outward lines. But this morning, I want you to close your eyes. And on the word that you have heard, if the Lord was speaking to you this morning, would you ask him to help you? Say this to you, if there is any habit in your life that you have seen in your fathers or in your forefathers that you've seen happening in your life, and you know that it is an iniquity, it says there, amen, amen, hallelujah, it's a spirit, it's a pressure, it's a drive that caused you to do the things which is not right, amen. But through the blood of the Lamb there is deliverance for you this morning. And you need prayer and you need help this morning. Would you open your hearts? Would you tell him honestly? Would you identify that area and say, Lord, I need deliverance? And only you can do it. No pastor, no man of God, no one can do it. And would you trust him to do it for you this morning? We're just not here to hear a message. The message will always be proven with signs, wonders, and miracles. What you have preached, God said, I will honor. He will honor his word and bring the curse of iniquity to be broken over your life, that you can enjoy the salvation that Christ has purchased you for. This morning, would you put your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ? And you are sitting here and you need to be free. And you are a believer. Don't feel shy or bad because you're a believer, you got some habit. It happens. It happens. It happens. But the Lord will set us free. Would you trust in Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. From the curse that is inside and outside, the pressure that is inside of you, He was bruised for my iniquities and wounded for my transgressions. Transgressions, hallelujah, and wounded for my and bruised for my iniquities. Would you know that Jesus will set you free this morning? Would you put your faith in him? Hallelujah. Would you stand up if you need help and pray? Wherever you are, would you stand up in the presence of the Lord as we all close our eyes and pray? Would you be genuine before the Lord? Hallelujah. Would you stand up? There are so many of us, so many places, hallelujah, who needs to be touched by the blood. He will do it for you wherever you're standing. Would you close your eyes? Would you close your eyes? Bring that area of your life that is you think is a pressure, that drive, which is troubling your soul before Jesus this morning. We're not looking for an experience, but we are looking for the manifestation. When you walk out of this place, you should not find that iniquity bothering you again. On the light of God's word, I can assure you that will be true. Because if he has declared the word, he will bring the word to pass in your life and set you free. Oh, hallelujah. This morning as we close our eyes and lift our hearts to him, open your hearts and say, Jesus, I come before you like a child. Open your heart and mouth and see it. That's how the curse is broken. Jesus, I come before you like a child. I acknowledge that I need deliverance. I need to be set free, especially from the curse of iniquity. Lord Jesus Christ, I humble myself before you. I open my heart to you. I confess my sins to you. I acknowledge I have done wrong. I am sorry for my sin. Wash me with your precious blood. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I renounce every kind of curse over my life, over my family, over my children, over my church. I renounce every curse right now, Lord Jesus. I put my faith in your blood. I thank you that you became a curse for me, that I might be redeemed from the curse of the law, that I might walk in the blessing. Right now, Lord Jesus, I cancel by faith in your blood the plans of the enemy over my life. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break it in the name of Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I completely consecrate my life, my spirit, my soul, my body, all that I have, all that I am, I give it to you now. I submit to you now. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for setting my family free. Thank you for setting me free. I receive by faith now my deliverance now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let the curse be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Let the curse of iniquity be broken.
Thank you, Lord.
By the blood.
Oh,
by the blood.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I give you glory. Hallelujah.
By the blood.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand and receive your freedom and your liberty in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice in God. Let your praise resound to God. Let your thanksgiving resound to God. You come through the blood. You come through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Malabara sukutula tine kiyasiya. He was wounded for my transgression, and he was bruised for my iniquity. My iniquity, my iniquity. He took upon himself and released me from curse unto blessing. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He was wounded for my transgressions, and he was bruised for my iniquities. Iniquity is the pressure inside of you that is causing you to transgress. But he was bruised. Hallelujah. He was bruised. Hallelujah. He was bruised for your iniquity. Hallelujah. He was bruised for your iniquity. 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 You are no slave anymore. You are a child of the King of Kings. You are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to give some time for the Spirit of God to move through and penetrate into every areas of your life and revoke those curses of iniquity over your lives. He was bruised for my iniquity. Say it out. He was bruised for my iniquity, not for somebody else's. Make it personal now. He was bruised for my iniquities. He was wounded for my transgressions. Say it out. Your faith. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Say it. Say it. Open your mouth and say it now. Open your mouth and say it now. You need to open your mouth and say it. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Say it again. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. Oh, say it again. Say it. Rekabala sakatulam taragadamanasya. Oh, we are quoting the scripture. Hallelujah. God is true. God's word is true. He was wounded. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. Hallelujah. There the curse of addictions is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse of addictions is broken. The curse of habit is broken in the name of Jesus. The curse of habits is broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Sing it forth a couple of times. We are not finished through with the message. Hallelujah. We're just going to celebrate our victory in the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, tell, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. For my iniquities. For my iniquities, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. God's Son sacrificed himself for that. Hallelujah.